Well, Lorena, Happy New Year to you. How are things going down at the Pulse?
They're going well. It's a new year, time for some new stuff.
Well, let's kick things off with the WWE tickets going on sale. I know somebody here at KGRWG who's looking forward to this.
Oh,
like
yeah?
You wouldn't believe.
I know a few fans, too, in my office that are really excited about this. And then this week it was announced that John Cena has actually been added to the roster of headliners that are going to be coming to the Pan Am. So the last time he was here was 2015, and I know a lot of people spotted him around town. So if you spot him around town, you know, send some Facebook pictures.
Yeah, definitely. You got to keep us up to date when we've got these stars coming
yeah.
in, because he's a big deal.
He was around town last time, so I'm sure people will see him again. But tickets go on sale today, actually, and the event is on February 11th. So I would get my tickets now, and Pulse is going to be giving away a little closer to the event two front row seats.
Now, the WWE does very well in Las Cruces. They come here about once a year, don't they?
They come here once a year, sometimes twice a year. It just depends, but they are always here each and every year for sure, and they always bring some really great names because we have some really amazing fans.
Okay, so it should be a great show for those of you that enjoy wrestling. Wrestling is
yes.
how I like to say it. And on Saturday, talk to me about this Warehouse 1402.
So if you've ever been to the New Mexico Museum of Space History, they have these programs monthly, sometimes weekly. And this one's called Warehouse 1402, so it's a behind-the-scenes tour of the Clyde Tomba Education Center, and it's going to take you through the planetarium, it's going to take you through the theater, you can find out how all that works, and it's just a really interesting kind of way to take a look at how this museum operates. It is a really nice draw, a lot of people love to go there, and this is a free events, really family-friendly event as well, and a complimentary coffee and donuts since it's early in the morning, 9 a.m. on a Saturday, which is early for some people.
It's early for some people.
On a Saturday.
It's early for 9 a.m. is early for me on a weekday, especially on the weekends. Now, this is a fun event that's coming tomorrow to the Pan American Center, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, Harlem Globetrotters. They are also another group that comes annually to Las Cruces, puts on a really good show, another family-friendly show here at the Pan American Center. So that is going to be Saturday, and you shouldn't miss it. You should go at least once. I know a lot of kids enjoy it.
Okay, so it should be a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about the Taste for Your Impulse. Haven't heard of this one, Grinders Cafe.
Yeah, Grinders Cafe. So it's on the corner of Picacho and Alameda. It's in this big building that looks like an old house because it used to be an old house. But it's a really homey kind of feel to it if you walk in. This is Grinders Cafe. I think they used to just sell coffee, and now they opened up their own cafe. So they have a lot of fans from that, and now you can get really great specialty coffee drinks, regular coffee, different kind of coffee blends, as well as some food options.
So food options, Grinders mm-hmm. Cafe. Where is it located again?
This is located 920 North Alameda, so that's right on the corner of Alameda and Picacho.
Well, Lorena, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We'll talk again next week.
Yes.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.